No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now back to weekly wrap sessions with All-American quarterback Steve Taylor on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we are back here on weekly wrap sessions with All-American quarterback Steve Taylor. And he's got his guests in studio as well, Tina and Kathy and Chris, all in studio as we get the pulse of Husker Nation right before the Husker games here. Steve, I'll let you kind of get the conversation started.
I like to do because you and I and all the rest of the crew, we live in a vacuum, right? We live and die and breathe Husker football, and we kind of live in a vacuum. So when I was on the Big Red Reaction, we used to take a lot of calls from the general public to get how they feel about Nebraska football. And what's going on? So it's Wednesday. It's only fitting. So it's Wednesday. You know what Wednesday is for me? It's Wednesday whiskey and Wednesday wings, right?
Yeah.
So we went to Tavern 180. And of course, my buddy, Cash Heavy Chris, one of the great loan officers at Lincoln Fed, he has like an apartment at Tavern 180, right? So he just comes on down. So we go there. Secrets. And I'm upset because the Tavern 180 does not have wings, but they let me go to Tavern and order my wings and bring them over. So we do this probably every other Wednesday, if not. And we just have whiskey and wings, and we just talk. So anyway, we go there, and Chris knows everyone. Like, he does a gazillion loans, right? So he knows everyone in Lincoln. And I go out with him. I just sit there incognito, right? So anyway, we're sitting there, and he's ordering what's your favorite meal there?
Mardi Gras pasta.
Mardi Gras. Dude, it's the best.
That's
what he was
saying. Yeah, he goes to those quite a bit. I'm a whiskey guy, but that's whiskey too. So anyway, so we're sitting there and we're chatting, and there's two young ladies, right?
Thank you.
To my right, right, are sitting there, and we're talking, and we have to be careful because, you know, they have a great bar set up, and so we kind of let our hair down and we just kind of talk, right? But Chris, being the outgoing, gregarious guy that he is, he looks to his right and he sees these two gorgeous, attractive young ladies. I'm like, Chris, you're married. Anyway, he just starts a conversation with these two, right? And so then we just start talking, and one thing led to another. But you got to hear this sweater story.
Yes. Okay. Tina. First of all, I have to correct you.
Okay. Yeah.
It was on Thursday, and you had a makeup day.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I just got back from the dormitory.
So you had to make up your wings on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thursday is my makeup day. If I don't have tacos on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, Thursday is my makeup day. Mm.
Okay. We'll let that be the only right. correction.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's okay. Fine. My wife corrects me all the time. So it was a Thursday. Right? So anyway, we just start talking, and, you know, when I go out, people always ask me, what do you think about Husker football? What do I think? I was like, well, what do you think about Husker football?
So,
What do you guys think? Tell me what you think about Husker football right now.
Well, I like the way it's going.
You do?
I do. I think that there's a lot of promise. And I, you know, I think what we were talking about too.
Well, first of all, how long have you been a Husker fan?
Since 1980.
So do you go to every game?
Or I watch them at home now.
Okay. Have you gone to spring games before?
No.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. So yeah. You're not missing anything. Okay, so go ahead.
So we were talking about, like, you know, I've traveled the world a lot with my husband, and he always wears his Husker. He has to wear his Nebraska pullover, windbreaker. And it's like, I bet we have every picture in every country.
Is that from the 80s? Because they have a distinctive look. Well, the 80s and 90s have a distinctive look with their Apex jacket. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how old it was, but it goes back a ways. Not that far, but.
You did say at one time it was red and white.
It's red and white.
But now it's
it
like
just says Nebraska across the front.
Okay.
And so we have pictures all over the world. But anyway, he was disappointed because we were in Amsterdam. And we left the hotel, and he realized he left it in the closet. And so he was like, that was his favorite piece of garment. So anyway, I don't think he's ever replaced it.
Did he sleep with it?
No!
No? You wouldn't let him sleep with it?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, but you know, the hotel, you call them up. We were talking about that, Chris, because you call up those hotels, and they claim, oh, no, we never found it.
Never saw
it. You know very well the thing. But anyway, he's really a pretty good Husker fan, so.
Well, that came up because
I went to Iowa State, so I'm kind
of
like.
Oh. Okay.
All right. In the engineering school, anyway.
So yeah.
They don't play any football over there.
Yeah. We'll give you. Iowa State's not a threat.
No, I root for Nebraska unless they pay Iowa State. They don't play them anymore, so it's like
that is true. So, did you ever track it down and find it? No, never. So, did you buy them a new one for Christmas? Oh, come on.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
6 weeks away.
Oh. Yeah.
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 That's a good idea.
So
I should.
I hear you guys are off going to some vacation. Where are you guys going?
Yeah, I was talking to Kathy about it the night that you guys overheard our
now, where's the Husker at? Kathy has her Husker
at. I told her to wear, I was wearing it.
It's okay. I like the jean jacket. I like the look at it. It's good.
So, I'm headed in less than two weeks to Italy for 2 weeks. Some lady friends. So we rented a villa in the north in Tuscany and one down south in Puglia. So we had a call last night. We're trying to get it all put together. But yeah.
My wife wants to do that. Yeah. I was going to go a couple of years ago when they had the Ryder Cup there.
Yeah.
Oh. And she said it's too much golf. She wasn't going to do that. But your daughter was just that
way,
right?
They came home on the 16th. So they were, that's kind of how we started the conversation because I heard her.
Oh, my drops. Rome. My drops.
Yeah.
And why are all the women taking all these,
had these drops to kill the wine experience or to not give her a headache? And so she said, I got to get prepared to go to Rome or to go to Italy. And then she mentioned Tuscany. And I said, my wife and my daughter just came back from there. So they were over there for a couple weeks as well.
You got to get some of these glasses, dude. Look,
oh, yeah. Yeah, those are pretty cool glasses. Yeah.
They're like my wife.
All you have to do is, you know, get to 50 some years old and not be able to see. And then you have to get glasses like
that. My wife has some glasses like that when we go out and eat. She wears them all the time. And she gets more compliments on these bifocals that she bought from Oprah, wherever they buy them from. Yeah. They look good on you, though, dude.
Thank you.
Look good. Yeah. Look good. So, are you going to the spring game or the spring?
Olympic games? What are you going to, what are they
called? I typically have always gone to the spring games. But
so
I don't know. I just.
Not going this year?
I'm not going this
year. I'm thinking about not going either, too.
Okay.
Well, it's not going to be. Well, they are going to scrimmage, right, Bach?
Yeah. I don't think they've done a great job of PR because they've originally said they're not going to and now have come back and said, yeah, we're going to. But I think if they had never said we're not going to, then I think there'd be a lot bigger crowd coming this weekend.
So did you enjoy the spring games when you went?
Yes, I did.
What was your favorite thing about it?
I don't know. It was just, well, a lot of people could go that typically couldn't go to the
games.
That's
true. Yeah.
And after the game, I'd always go down and get a couple autographs.
That'll cost you now with NIL.
Oh. Well, oh, forget that then. Really?
I don't know if it's me. I would talk. I don't know. It depends. What do you think?
Anyway, get an autograph or get a picture with one of the players.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, Visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, that's true.
On the sidelines. That was just,
I think that's the that was the best part about the spring game, honestly, is the ability for those people that either couldn't afford it or couldn't travel or do that, got an opportunity to come to town. There's a lot more young kids and families that would go and make a day of it. And I thought that was their chance to kind of turn Nebraska football into a carnival for a day. You know,
my wife did say you can spend $60 and get a tour.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I'm glad they gave
or
that.
Or just call you, right?
Because you. Well, yeah. Well, I give for half. I feel like I'm missing out now with the NIL. I got to kind of recoup it somehow.
Steve Taylor charges 90, so $60 to get you in the door and 30 for the NIL. He'll walk you through the whole experience.
I had a good friend of mine last year who worked with Nebraska Title. She did a lot of work, and her dad was ill, and so they allowed me to bring him through. Yeah. Nice. So, are you guys excited about this year?
Yeah.
Or tell me what you're thinking, like. How are we going to do? What's your? I have my own opinion how I think we're going to do. And Cash Heavy, Chris, can tell us what he thinks. But how do you think?
Well, I've been reading about Dylan Raiola and how he's really conditioning a lot. What?
No, that's been a hot topic about him. So you pay attention to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to.
You know, and he was only a freshman last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did pretty darn good for a freshman, I think. And just don't cut your hair, though. Don't cut your hair like, what's his name? Mahomes.
You don't like that.
No, he looks good. He looks good. No, I like his hair like how Mahomes used to have it.
Oh, Mahomes
cut his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He didn't like it. What is he gonna do now?
So, Dylan, do not cut your hair.
Oh.
Are you listening, Dylan?
Wow. What do you think? Should we have overs and unders on that? That Dylan cuts his hair, Cass. What do you think about that?
I think he's probably. Yeah. I bet you he will not
cut his hair. He better not cut his hair.
Well, he's got everything else down, the headband, the whole the jump, the pregame,
the walk, routine, the walk. He walks.
So you pay attention to that.
The throws.
Do you think that's okay, or do you think you think it's okay?
What do you mean?
Well, like he emulates.
Well, part of it, I want him to be his own person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know, he's got somebody that he looks up to, and so maybe he's trying to follow that image, I guess.
Because my wife thinks I'm a little hard on him with that.
But is he just being himself? Maybe he just seems like him, but he's not.
I don't know. That's why I like the general public's opinion, because you know, I tell her like, no way I'm going to go to that extent, that extreme, to look like another.
Well, you might as a young kid.
No, I wouldn't. No,
no, you weren't in the driveway ever.
No, I never walked. I never dressed and cut. Not to that extent. What about you? Like,
no, I mean, obviously I'm a golfer, so I try to emulate golfers, but, you know, but I've seen it over time, like Kobe Bryant trying to be like Jordan and people of that nature,
trying to be
like others or you know, wear the same jersey number or whatever, for other athletes. So I think it's a compliment. I mean, I think you do grow out of it, which at some point, but, you know, so it's unique to have somebody in his position completely follow it like to a T, but I'm all right with it.
You know,
I think it's a kid being a kid.
That's why I like to have these conversations, because you guys bring a different perspective. You know, I did like Turnagill. I wore my socks up higher because Turnagill did.
Well, so.
I did. You know, that was, you know, we did have a quarterback there that tried to say his cadence like very similar to Turnagill. I remember listening to that and I was like, well, I'm never going to do that. But so I get what you're saying.
Because you pay attention to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You watch quarterbacks all over the league now. I saw it this weekend in UFL, which I might have been the only person in the country watching it, but I saw the quarterback calling Omaha. Mm. They're all at every level now. They're doing Peyton Manning's Omaha call.
But that's a coach. That's a coaching. Yeah, a coaching. I see that.
Yeah. So they're audibling and using Peyton's cadence or call there. And so you see it all the time.
So if I tell my wife, you know, I want you to look like, give me someone famous.
Like, ooh, oh, you better not. No.
Who's Tom Brady's ex-wife? Giselle?
Giselle?
She was all on Google with the shirt and everything. So I should say, you know, you should immolate her or something?
No.
I would not. Do not go there.
You guys know I'm a famous actress that you like?
No. You should not tell your wife to be like another woman.
That's a no-no?
She's perfect the way she is.
Yeah, I'm striking out there, right?
Yeah.
I would probably say something like that. Why would you be more like...
Yeah, don't push it off on somebody else. This is an internal thing, not an external thing. All right.
I also like that Dylan Rayl has been like going to all the events. Like he appears at the Husker baseball. I think he has basketball, volleyball. You know,
so you like that too?
Yeah, I do.
He's supporting the Huskers.
That's
a funny one with me because 100 years ago I played golf for the Huskers and then I coached a little bit. And that's one of those things because I know rules are all about it and going to the events. And I think that's a good thing for all the student athletes, but. And my wife says the same thing as you. She thinks it's great. And I keep thinking, like, wasted time. Like, you know, what could he be in the gym? Could he be in the, you know, I know he does all of that. And he does everything at a high, high level. But I look at it as, like, you know, the discipline side. You know, I don't mind the in-town stuff, the out-of-town stuff. I'm like, really? Like, he has to go to Las Vegas to watch
basketball that's
team
right.
and things saying. Of that nature. Nature.
No, but NIL money. I would go to Vegas. I tell my wife, I would go to Vegas if I had the cash, especially if I had a access to a private jet. Yeah, I would have done that. You know, so for 2025, I'm not going to be as hard on him when it comes to that stuff. I think it's great that they sign autographs. I would always sign kids autographs. He's the next another level, but I guess I'm just going to tone that down. I really am.
You know, and the other part there that we don't even think about is that, you know, the NIL, what it's done for them financially, they have more freedom than, you know, we have as student athletes. You know, so
I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
What do you think of the NIL and how does that work? That's a whole nother story, I know, but in a nutshell.
You know, I think it's great and I'm happy for the kids and it's long overdue. I mean, who wouldn't want more zeros in their checking account, right? You know, I would love that.
Yeah.
And I'm financially okay. I'm not rich or nothing. I'm okay and I've had my successes, but, you know, it's a different world. You know, I just saw on Google the other day, the starting quarterback, you know, had a Lamborghini SUV, you know, and they were videotaping him, the Colorado quarterback, you know, and he's just a freshman, right?
Hasn't even played a down.
It's the way of the world. And then my wife, I get a lot of information from my wife. Now that some institution is going to start holding these kids accountable and going to execute their NIL packages, which I said this was going to happen. This is going to be contractual, right? I think it's great, you know, that universities are profiting off of their name, image, and likeness. You know, I think it's great.
Is it going to affect recruiting, though? Is it like some schools are going to be able to offer more NIL money?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's already happening.
That's why you guys got to step up like Bach so you can get that
right.
collected shirt.
Yeah.
I think the minimum donation is what? $500,000? $500,000?
$10
In a million, you get actually a little pullover. Versus the red and white, you know. So
we do got to go to the break, though. We do have one more segment left. We can continue to get the pulse of nation, but we'll take a quick break here on Weekly Wrap Sessions with All-American Quarterback Steve Taylor.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.